Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. Let's talk about what Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is fucking with. There is a new museum
that no one asked for
except for me, but
really
that's not,
we should go actually. Out of respect,
I would definitely go. I want to see what the gift shop's like. But anyways, Pigeon Forge is a tourist trap haven. There is the Titanic Museum, the Alcatraz East Crime Museum, and of course Dollywood.
Yep, shout out to Dolly the God.
Of course. It's just funny that the Titanic Museum is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
And also the Alcatraz East. Yeah. Like, what? In case you can't get to San Francisco, come to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You can knock out Titanic. You can knock out Alcatraz. What do they have, one plate at that museum?
Dolly Parton's Stampede used to be Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede, yeah. Which is basically medieval times, but reenacting the Civil War. We've talked about it before on the show, I think. The audience gets divided into North and South. The South will occasionally win the Civil War. Slavery is never mentioned.
Because we're trying to be civil.
Right.
It's about civility there.
Anyways, Pigeon Forge is home to a new attraction, which opened last week. It's called National Enquirer Live. It's a museum dedicated to the National Enquirer.
Yeah. I mean, for all the Bloyd Watch fans, we should definitely pull up a group trip. Maybe we need to go to Tennessee, man.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you choose now to celebrate the famed tabloid that's been revealed to have allegedly blackmailed Jeff Bezos and used catch and kill tactics to bury scandals that could damage the worst president.
And countless other powerful men.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the exhibits are fucking lame as fuck. Well, and they spent $15 million on this fucking place.
They spent $15 million and they are advertising the shit out of it as a family-friendly attraction, which is weird. Like, that makes sense from a business perspective.
Yeah.
But the attractions they have are like, one of the things they have is a 3D computer model of the car crash that killed Princess Diana.
Oh, God.
And you get to follow her route as she's chased by the paparazzi. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then at the end, after the car crash has destroyed her body and she's no longer alive, they ask families to vote on which conspiracy theory they think is more likely. That the queen killed her, that she was pregnant, you know.
Who do you think was involved? Were the royals even involved?
You know those fun conversations you like to have with your kids.
Yeah. I'm imagining they have, it's almost like the wax museum where they, you know, that you take your photo and then they put you up on a fake National Enquirer.
Right.
It's like, local man.
killed Princess Diana.
right.
Because she was pregant with his baby.
And they
it's
didn't
you,
want,
honey.
Yeah. Islamophobia.
Well, speaking of wax museums, they had I think the visionary behind this, whoever it may be, had a dream of a wax museum, but they were also like suffering from a terrible fever because they have a room where you get to see different Michael Jackson photos recreated in like wax figure form, but he looks like he's like melting, or like it's like a mummified dead body in a lot of them.
It's like a brown face with a curly hair wig on.
Yeah,
it. There's nothing Michael Jackson about the fucking
and,
thing.
And one, they have a recreation of a photograph of him sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber, but it doesn't look like him, like Miles said, and he has like a big curly, you know, afro wig on. But his eyes are yellow, and he turns to you and then like closes his eyes and rolls back over back to sleep. But they gave him Thriller eyes, the yellow eyes, which is
because, you know, they're trying to show, maybe they're like, he's a monster.
Another fun exhibit for the whole family to enjoy, a recreation of Nicole Brown Simpson's condo where she was murdered, complete with her chalk outline. Yeah.
Look, it's like the recreation of the front steps.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Like, so what? And what? This is all supposed to be grammable?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, go pose like Nicole.
No, you can't even get there,
though. See, if they wanted it to be successful, they would charge and ask. You'd have to show how many Instagram followers you have to be able to get in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Ah, that makes sense.
Your kids will thank you.
Because
not your kids. Your kids' therapists will thank you.
Yeah, that is the worst thing. Dad, are we going to Busch Gardens or are we going to Disneyland? No, we're going to the site where Nicole Brown was murdered.
No, yeah. We're going to find out how Princess Diana really died.
Who's Princess Diana?
Shut up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. I think it was the royals because they didn't like Dodie Alfayette.
There's also a room full of celebrity portraits that will follow you around the room just for extra.
So they just, like, that entire place is just built of nightmares.
Yeah. It's built of, like, what a bad trip would be. Like, they're like, how do we make sure that anybody coming here on a hallucinogen will lose their mind?
If you're Zeit Gang and you're in the Pigeon Forge area.
Yeah. Go
look,
on mushrooms.
If you go, hit me up and maybe we'll talk to you to get a firsthand account of what the fuck that was like.
Because that would be amazing.
I'm only reading the descriptions and I'm weirded the fuck out. So please, if you are in the Pigeon Forge area, contact me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and let's try and figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, the only way it could get any worse, any more nightmarish, is that at the end of the tour, they asked you, like, would you like to give a skin donation?
Right.
It was like, we build all of our sculptures from donations.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, here, swab your cheek with this Q-tip. Find out, learn about your alleles.
Jamie,
yeah.
What is something from your search history that's revealing about who
He's
you are?
He's gesturing with every syllable. Yo.
Yeah. I'm thinking about throwing my hat in the ring for 2020. Guys,
yeah, so. I see you.
You got the gesticulations of a candidate.
No, get down off the table.
Off your skateboard, okay. Jack. We're trying to... something from my search history was I was really tired last night and I was trying to remember a phrase, and I had to Google.
Where this is going.
I had to Google libertarian snake phrase.
Oh yeah,
from the Gadsden flag.
I was looking for.
Don't tread on me.
I know, but that wasn't even the one I was looking for. I was looking for give me liberty or give me death because I was
live
trying
free
to
free or die.
Someone said give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of the state motto of New Hampshire. And
the state motto of New Hampshire is live free or die.
Oh, no, not that. I know that.
Give me liberty or give me death. I feel like that's like one of the founding fathers.
One of those guys.
One of those founding father adjacent guys.
I just wanted to write on my dog's Instagram, give me liberty or suck me off. And I couldn't. I couldn't remember how the phrase went. And just like, oh, I think that's on the snake flag. And that wasn't even right.
It's Patrick Henry.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Old Pat Henry. Patty Henry.
I like that better than the snake flag.
I like snake flag.
You should just give him snake flag stand.
It would be cool for Sonny to wear a shirt that just says snake flag on it. It's just flag. So reduced down.
You know
to
what
like,
I mean?
It's not even the Gadsden flag or image. It's like, dude, snake flag.
Snake
you know about snake flag.
You know what it is.
That used to be like the way, like in the Tea Party, how people were like,
that's like original MAGA hat was the snake flag.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it was. Yeah, the snake flag. I mean, I feel like the snake flag, if someone has a snake flag in their house, that could mean a lot of things. It's hard to know exactly where people fall on snake flag.
Well,
snake flag culture is.
I mean, look, if it's just a straight up like a flag with a boa constrictor on it, more power to you.
Listen, I think we just need an alternative snake flag because some people just want a flag with a snake in their house and they don't really know what it means. So I'll work on that.
Yeah, you're a gifted illustrator.
Yeah.
Give the people the new snake flag.
Yeah, you guys want a new snake flag? I'll make you a new snake flag.
Wow, I think you should, actually.
Snake
That'd be
flag?
Good merch. Snake flag?
It'll just have something that says, like, neutral snake flag.
Yeah.
I just want a snake flag in my house.
It's like it's a snake, and it's like, fairness? Like, shrugging, even though snakes
whatever that means to you is what fairness. This snake flag means. It's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
Is Patrick Henry the one who chained his wife up and threw her in the basement?
Oh, wow. That doesn't
kept his wife chained in his
that
basement.
Doesn't, well, that wouldn't surprise me about any person in history.
Yeah, one of the founding fathers, I think,
kept
his wife in chains in the basement.
Oh, my.
So.
Oh, yes. It does seem like the one. No. God, any woman with mental illness is literally chained up and thrown in the basement.
Because she was suffering from depression and violent outbreak. Wow. And so.
You know when you're sad and your husband throws you in a fucking basement?
Yeah. Right.
That helps.
It's like, I just need to dial in my med.
There, no.
Right.
Just refill my Wellbutrin, please.
But he said that give me liberty or give me death thing. So pretty cool.
So snake flag.
maybe she. I bet she actually said it. And
then he took credit for it.
Oh, yes.
I
of
bet
course
she
would.
Was like, Patrick, God damn it, give me liberty or give me death.
I
like,
want to get
kill
out
me
of here.
Or get me out of this
she's
fucking
that
basement.
From the basement. Yeah.
Give me liberty or give me death.
And he's like, oh, that would sound good
but that
on a snake flag.
Dear Diary.
Shout out
snake
to
flag.
Sarah Shelton Henry. I like
diary,
that. Dear Diary Snake Flag.
Snake flag.
Love Patrick.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Oh, that all the JCPenney photo studios are closed. They're open, baby.
Oh, wow.
They're open. Nice. I was so excited. I wasn't sure if they were going to be open because I went to Wisconsin this weekend to visit my boyfriend and meet his family and then do the show. And his mom is a higher up at JCPenney.
Mm.
And I was like, I got to ask. You guys still have photo studios. And she was like, no way. And then I did a light goog, and there's one in Kenosha.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, get the dog, get in the car, put on a sweater. We're going to Kenosha. We're getting the pics.
Wow.
And it was, it was great. It
but
was
then
great.
When you told her about it, she was like, okay, and got on the phone and shut it down
immediately. She was like, oh, yeah, there's no way we're making money off of that. It's got to go.
She works for JCPenney. Like
pure
corporate.
Oversight.
She's JCPenney. Yeah, she's JCPenney. Her name
is Penny.
She's Penny.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She's Penny.
Wow. Look at you. Okay.
But she's junior college Penny. So,
JV Penney.
Yeah. I see.
We had a great experience at the JCPenney. It was very reasonably priced, I think, because it has outlived its usefulness as a service.
Yeah.
Wow.
And did Joaquin Phoenix take your photo?
Yes. And they did that thing that, like, I forgot that, like, photo studios will do, like, from, like, when I was a little kid, where they're just like, man, these pictures are so beautiful. We're going to enter them into a contest. And I was like, oh, this contest isn't real. This is made up, but you're just being nice. So I get some 8x12s. And, you know, I let it happen.
Right.
There you go.
I was That's like, amazing. You know what I do on a larger print? They're like, yeah, there's just such what beautiful family, and we just we're gonna put you in the contest.
We're putting you in the contest.
In the contest.
Thank you so much.
Called first to the trash can contest.
their part of the contest is that you your photo could be hanging in all the other JCPenney.
Wow.
Which would, if they were serious, that would
you
be
gotta sue.
The greatest accomplishment of my life.
Did you sign up? What are the rules and regulations of this thing?
Oh, I don't care. I'm like, you can use...
Well, hold on. But you got to think about your imaging rights.
Why? They're so not... I mean, there's four... Miles, there's just like four left, right? It's like Kenosha. Right. I could be the queen of Kenosha.
Well, you know what? That's four fucking checks. You just kiss goodbye.
I'm not in a position to give up being the queen of Kenosha at this point in my career.
Not with that attitude.
I gotta do it.
We got eyes on bigger shit, Jamie. We gotta first conquer all these JCPenney photo booths.
First the JCPenney photo booths. Then the Earth. Fucking world.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I let them sweet talk me, and they were like, "You're so pretty. We want to put you in the contest," which is what I always wanted someone to say to me at a mall when I was seven.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know
how Ashton Kutcher got discovered.
Man,
yeah, exactly.
You're so pretty. Come this way. We've got a model walk off happening right now.
Change into these clothes.
Isn't that horrible? That's like so many. The dreams of so many children is for some strange adult to be like, "You're so sexy."
So many children.
You gotta move out of the state. Yeah, like so many kids. There's like who want to be discovered
No, I mean like. We live in L.A. where there are adults who think like that. Who are like, yo, man, I'm going to go to this party. Yeah, I'm the bartender there. But like some dude's going to be like, yeah, I'm the head of development at this place. I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you want to hear about this script about like, it's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets cereal. And like, they're like, okay, go on. And boom, I'm up out of this fucking duplex, dude.
But I mean, that's just networking.
People are down
on
networking.
That happens everywhere.
No, but I know people who... personally, who have this idea like a lack of work ethic is replaced by this disproportionate
this
belief.
Insane delusion?
Yeah, I don't want to say insane delusion. You know, I'm not trying to shame anybody, but like a fucked up version of reality that ain't happening.
I mean, like, 75% of people at the Grove are just like sexy and waiting for something.
And they walk in a loop around the Grove.
Yeah, they're like, okay, 20 laps.
Oh, yeah. That's why I tell my son, like, we can never go out with him looking like shit.
Yeah, right. You never know.
You're going to fucking blow it.
You're going to fucking blow it, man.
Anytime you come back,
get it together. Walking by the La Duree store. Now, the people who eat the macaroons in there, those are the ones we need.
Anytime you get back from the mall with your son, and no one has commented on how beautiful he is here. You really were fucking up in there today because we were at the fucking Beverly Center and no one stopped to say how beautiful
you get home.
Are.
Hey, put your toys down. We got to look at some tape.
Severely unfierce.
Yeah. Let's look at this tape.
Look at
really
this
quick.
Fucking selfie, man.
Look at you walking. Look at that. What's that walk?
Listen, fierce?
Yeah, shit.
Just
in your
tell
pants?
Me, is that fierce?
You see, your posture in the Build-A-Bear store clearly, you know.
Right.
Did you do poo poo? See? And I can tell by your walk. That's why I said, tell daddy if you have to do poo poo.
And it shows.
Yeah. And it shows. And I mean, literally, it stunk.
Because that look the whole walk. Is poo poo. And then, real quick, I just wanted to talk about this thing that was brought to our attention by Josh King of the Hipsters on Twitter. Very humble name. So there's a part of Watchmen where all the sci-fi writers of the world get kidnapped because someone's trying to, like, stage a soft takeover of the world. Mm-hmm. I won't spoil and say who it is, but because sci-fi writers can like extrapolate the future problems that we're all going to face and like solutions and technologies. And I thought it was like a cool idea, but it felt a little self-serving and up its own ass. But,
right. It's like, we are the soothsayers.
Right. But it seems like Alan Moore might have been onto something because Terry Pratchett, author of the Discworld series, was scared to death of the internet and like had a conversation. He interviewed Bill Gates for GQ like back in the day, and it was pretty.
They're allowing nerds on GQ.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what's up, nerd? Tell us your tips on not fucking.
Yeah,
cool.
So Terry Pratchett said, okay, let's say I call myself the Institute for something or other, and I decide to promote a spurious treatise saying the Jews were entirely responsible for the Second World War and the Holocaust didn't happen, and it goes out there on the internet and is available on the same terms as any piece of historical research which has undergone peer review, and so on. There's a kind of parody of a steam of information on the net. It's all there. There's no way of finding out whether this stuff has any bottom to it, or whether someone has just made it up.
When was this interview?
This was 1996.
Damn.
Yeah, 23 years ago. And Bill Gates said, not for long. Electronics gives us a way of classifying things. And then he goes on to say how, you know, crowdsourcing and people telling each other, hey, go read this. Like Gates is basically saying, Google will save us all, essentially.
It was like, well, you didn't.
Before Google was invented.
Also, when crowdsourcing is partly Nazis now, then you might have
right.
a problem
yeah,
with that
exactly.
crowd.
Yeah.
But I wonder what the question was before, because all you see is right before the sort of question about, like, how do we actually discern what's true or not? Bill Gates' answer before is not really. And then the response is, okay, well, let's say I call myself.
Right.
So I wonder what happened before. It's like, you're not concerned about the fuck shit that could happen on the internet?
Not really.
Not really. Okay, well, how about this? Let's say I call myself the thing. It's like, well, not for long. Melinda? But yeah, I'm, oh, God.
So are we going to move on to another planet called Discworld? Is that what's going to happen?
I think that's the plan.
Is that what he says happens?
Well, I hope it's Mickworld.
Mickworld?
Oh, Mickworld! Oh,
hey,
my God.
It could happen.
What are the Mickworld commercials?
It was like a kid's like fantasy world. It's like,
I
what if like
remember.
Every like the teachers gave out French fries instead of grades? And it's Mickworld. Like, you scored great on your test. And it's like all burgers. And they're like, wow. And then it's like, Mickworld. And the kid's like, hey, it could happen.
Oh.
Oh my God, that's just ingrained in me. I didn't even know why I like knew it.
Yeah, Mickworld is fucking.
See, we are, yeah.
Yeah,
we are trained by capitalism.
Yeah, Pavlovian. all right, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back! Hey. Let's move on to what I think is the only story we should be talking about, but I keep getting overruled by Miles. The New York Times reported that aliens exist, essentially.
Yes.
They filed this story.
Ooh, this is tense.
No. Go on, Jack.
Sorry.
If you want to mislead the listeners again. Told you, aliens aren't real.
Okay. Anyways, they filed this story where they talk about these unidentified flying objects.
Ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Ever seen one?
It's called unidentified flying objects.
And so this is basically the same story that the Washington Post had written about that we talked about earlier this year or at the end of last year.
No, the end of the year before last.
Was it really?
Yeah, that when I think Jaquez was on that episode. That was 2017 going into 2018. And then it keeps kind of popping its head back up though.
Yeah.
This was like the most detailed way I'd ever seen
it. So this was one that it brought some new details. Like, I'd assumed that these were pretty rare. Like, we were talking about, you know, a sighting here and there of those. Basically, they're like Tic Tacs that are flying at speeds that are like hypersonic, and they're like moving and like changing direction at speeds that would kill a human being. And at one point, I think they were over the ocean and made the water below them boil, and very, very strange stuff. Anyways, I assume these were like very rare, like one pilot in a million has seen these.
Right.
But this New York Times story talks about how there was like a pilot who saw one like every day for a year. And it was a known phenomenon. Like, at one point there was one that was just there all day, and they saw it on the radar all day, and it was just like a known thing that was happening. So at first they got this more sophisticated radar. They had been using radar out of the 1980s throughout like the 90s and early aughts. And then they upgraded their radar, and suddenly they started seeing these things like zooming around and moving in patterns that didn't seem possible. And they just assumed that it was like glitches or something. But then they started seeing the objects. And in late 2014, one of the guys was back in the Virginia Beach. He was back in Virginia Beach when he encountered a squadron mate just back from a mission with a look of shock on his face. He said he was stunned to hear the pilot's words, "I almost hit one of those things." The pilot and his wingman were flying in tandem about 100 feet apart over the Atlantic east of Virginia Beach when something flew between them right past the cockpit. It looked to the pilot like a sphere encasing a cube. And it scared them so much that they like filed an incident report and tried to get the military. They assumed it was like a classified military project that was just like not communicating properly prior to this event. But when it almost killed one of them, they were like, okay, this is clearly not something that the military is doing, because they wouldn't, you know, do something like that. Yeah.
And what happened to them is, so does the military, what the response is sort of like?
The military is just like,
we'll look into that, man.
Yeah. They're looking into it. And there are people, like, these are still pilots in the military. These aren't like disgraced people who the military said are crazy. They are people in the military. And they're just like, yeah, we don't know what it is. It's probably not aliens, though. And they don't really.
So if it's not aliens. Yeah.
So that's the thing. So this guy, Leon Golub, a senior astrophysicist at Harvard Smithsonian, said the possibility of an extraterrestrial cause is, quote, so unlikely that it competes with many other low probability but more mundane explanations. There are so many other possibilities. Bugs in the code for the imaging and display systems, atmospheric effects and reflections, neurological overload from multiple inputs during high-speed flight, except, like, those, all of those would have to happen at the same time.
Right.
Like, somebody would have to see it. There would be a glitch on the radar, and then their brain would have to malfunction at that moment and see
Right, or like the radar man sees it on the thing and right. says, we need to check that out. And then the pilot goes out, is having hallucinations, but that his and his camera is also simultaneously malfunctioning to right. capture something
on camera. Yeah, because we've
camera.
Seen video of it. And they're just like, yeah, that's probably something in the camera. So
listen, the Reddit will come down hard on me, but I'm pro Sky Tic Tac.
pro Sky Tic Tac.
You know,
you think it's an actual Tic Tac?
I think you know, you look at the Sky Tic Tac and it's whatever you want it to be.
Wow.
Shit.
As to the reporting, I love the headline for this. Quote, wow, what is that, unquote,
right, yeah.
is a fun way to report on UFOs. And my favorite part, I think an underappreciated part of this New York Times story, which is on aliens in the year 2019, is all of the comment section is wild. Because I was going to the comment section because I love a comment section.
Oh, yeah.
I love to emotionally cut. I love to find out. You know, I love seeing feelings right. hurt. And so I went, you know, expecting people to be like, what? Even the New York Times has gone fucking crazy. But what there is a bunch of military veterans talking about UFOs they've seen.
Right.
It is like, it is a wild comment section of like, okay, it's all some version of like, I also saw a Sky Tic Tac, you know, quote, but I know what I saw and I've been paying attention ever since.
Right.
Jill from Pensacola.
Yeah.
Like, it's like all these veterans talking about wild shit they've seen.
Then they see that, right? It's like all over the Atlantic seaboard, basically.
Yeah, it's always, a lot of these pilots were based on the Roosevelt aircraft carrier. And when that shipped off to the Persian Gulf, they stopped having the sightings. And that's something, so I listened to the last podcast on the left as keen-eared listeners noticed last week when I was pronouncing Guy Fieri's name like Ben Kissel and also talked about psychic vampires the week that they were talking about that. But yeah, they talk about how there's way more UFO sightings over America, and you know, so skeptics will be like, that's because America's gullible. But
number one, bro.
Right, but they, like, there's sneak a cut, preponderance of cut. Them over... like New Mexico, where they first split the atom, and over nuclear facilities, and also over U.S. military facilities. So they think, you know, whoever or whatever these things are is interested in, you know, the most deadly technology that humanity has come up with, which is still nuclear technology.
Even if that were the truth, it reads like a movie script where aliens from another planet come to be like, oh no, these people don't know what they're about to do to themselves with these things.
Oh my God.
How do
I
we warn them?
Right.
I love when like that. No, the aliens were just a mirror in which we saw.
Right.
Well, something that was a little bit wrong
and
with
they're
us.
Like, fucking kill it. Right.
The aliens came just because they kind of want us to better ourselves and
they kind of want us to manifest stuff.
So, could be aliens.
Okay.
Miles, you were suggesting it could be like a...
another movie plot where the Russians have been working on alien technology since the Cold War, but have done a really good job keeping it under wraps, because they'll be like, okay, look, the world economy might pass us by, but our Trump card is going to be, pun intended, is going to be deploying alien technologies
right.
to scare the shit out of the rest of the Earth. Thank you. No, keep that going, please. Actually, X-Files remix.
If you think about it, Russia is most of the Earth. Like, not actually, but Russia's the biggest country on Earth by far. So if an alien were to crash in any country, it would make sense.
Playing the numbers?
Right. So... an alien crashed in Russia during the Cold War. They start reverse engineering it.
Uh-huh.
Now they got the technology, man.
Exactly, dude.
Man. Anyways.
Or, I don't know. Or it's, I like aliens. I prefer aliens.
Yeah. It could be anything. I don't think it's like three aberrant malfunctions happening all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That seems... less likely to me.
Sky Tic Tac is canon.
Yeah.
Sky Tic Tac is canon.
Sky Tic Tac, Snake Flag.
Sky Tic Tac is love.
We're out here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're out here believing in the Sky Tic Tac.
Yeah.
We did.
We're all out here just on our spinning disc looking at a bunch of Sky Tic Tacs. You know,
man,
what I mean?
In a way, we're all the Sky Tic Tac. Isn't it the Sky Tic Tacs we met along the way?
You thought it was about finding out what the Sky Tic Tac was.
It was about, no, but it was about really, the Sky Tic Tacs we met along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And realizing we are the Sky Tic Tac.
Yeah.
And we were chasing it the whole time. We're just chasing ourselves, chasing our truth.
But overall, I think this is This is new. The New York Times doesn't usually report on things like this and, you know, in this much detail. This is, I think, as...
Well, they're too busy trying to humanize Hope Hicks.
Right, exactly.
For trying to, oh my God, what will she do? Will she follow the law or break it?
Right, or break it to defend American Hitler.
Sky Tic Tac.
Personally, I prefer Sky Tic Tac.
Yeah. This Sky Tic Tac 2020. Fuck it. I'm all in.
Sky Tic Tac. Okay, that's another t-shirt.
Tic Tac Loftus 2020.
Sky Tic Tac 2020. That needs to be a t-shirt. Let's do it, guys.
All right, it's coming up soon, y'all.
Finally, guys, let's talk about IHOP because they're changing their name back to IHOP.
Oh, wow.
From IHOB.
Did they actually stay with the IHOP thing? I thought that went away immediately.
Yeah, I thought so too.
They did, and they had some stuff up still. I don't think many people changed their physical signs, but there was a whole thing. It's like, we're IHOP now. Just to be like, we have burgers too.
Yeah. My question is not like whether we should be on the edge of our seat, like trying to figure out, because they're acting like, oh, it's going to be like, you'll see.
We don't know.
It's not, we don't know what the P is going to stand for. Like OPP, do you think it's one of those situations?
Wow.
But like they're at the point where they're pushing it. Like I might just never go there again because of this marketing campaign.
I mean, why would you go? That place is disgusting.
Was your relationship that strained with IHOP? Where you're like, I don't know if this is it. I might have to fully write them off. I don't know.
It's just I don't support this marketing. This has taken it to a level where I am mad at them.
You're doing a lot right now, IHOP. You got us with the IHOP.
Yeah, and
now,
then they're going
relax.
Back to the well. Yeah.
Okay? We don't need this.
Hey, I mean, we're talking about them, right?
Yeah, but angrily. Hey. And also, we'll never go.
That makes me mad.
I guess
That's what they're saying.
And we're winning. Then we're winning. They'll be winning when we're singing. Is there...
H-O-P means something different. Sorry.
What do you think the P stands for now?
Pranks.
Wow.
That would be, I would go there.
God, if only it were timed with April Fool's Day. It's like, you know what it is.
I think
it's,
didn't they do it with the, well, who cares? Doesn't matter.
Naughty by Nature, guys.
Yeah.
Give
it up
National
for
House
Naughty
of...
by Nature.
Prince? I would go to that.
International
if they
House
turned
of
it
Prince?
Into a Prince.
Yeah.
A print shop?
Prince, Prince the musician.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Just theme?
Restaurant?
Yeah. Okay. Purple Grains? That they'll give you for your breakfast?
Mm, that would actually be good.
Could it be International House of...
Raspberry. Oh, I mean raspberry.
Pootie Tang?
A raspberry beret. It's a beret made of raspberries. You have to wear
it. A pancake looks like a beret. You could just put a little thing on it.
Oh, wow.
Actually, Prince would be
go
awesome.
On.
Yeah.
You'd have to change everything to purple, though. That would be the most
little
costly.
Little red omelet.
Yes! It's all red food, like raspberry beret.
A little red omelet. All right, International House of Prince, we've done it.
All right. It's starting to look like LaCroix is...
Oh, come on, Jack.
...going the direction of...
The dinosaurs.
Napster, the dinosaurs, the dodo, the snap bracelet. The fidget spinner. Yeah, I said
it.
Oh,
hey, come on now.
Yeah, I said it, Miles.
Come after my spinners.
I'm riding spinners. Beanie Babies. You know, those things that were the wave until, and you just thought they'd always be there.
Well, first of all, fidget spinners they're unfuckwithable.
Right.
Okay.
Most of my retirement is still in Beanie Babies, and I think they're going to come back around.
It's coming back around again.
Right.
Y'all have two fidget spinners in front of me right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yeah. We're trying to be the first step in the wave of bringing them back.
Yeah. I think they're very relevant. But, and just, I guess LaCroix is really, they're not doing well. I know last time we talked about them, it was because the owner, the CEO, sent out that one of his classical, wacky Microsoft Word clip art letters to investors where it has all these weird graphics and it's like, don't worry, it's the strongest it's ever been. Like, there's evildoers in the world who are trying to bring down the name of LaCroix.
Yeah.
And it was just like, no, I think it's just that there are many other people who are stepped into the arena now.
Yeah.
And you haven't done anything different since the beginnings.
Yeah. So since that time, sales have been in free fall. So sales fell 6% in February, around the time that, you know, the bug spray rumor was starting to make its ways around and their CEO was making the news for just sending out wild letters to investors. Then in March, 5% drop. Then in April, 7% drop. Well, May is over, guys, and it fell 15% in the month of May.
Do they have any idea if that's just like the non-soda carbonated water industry is kind of taking a dive, or like other people are taking that place? Like,
no, other people are taking that place, to the point that Coca-Cola company just bought the Mexican sparkling water maker Topo Chico in 2017.
Oh wow.
Smart Water just introduced, like, so I think probably individual sellers might be seeing a dip because right. there's so many options being thrown on the market. But LaCroix itself is, you know, they overextended. They released 3,000 flavors.
Their CEO's groping pilots.
Right. Their CEO started that was also groping pilots. Yeah. They managed to still only have two good flavors. Pamplemousse and
Pamplemousse and Pomabaya.
I don't know what that is.
Pomabaya is cherry lime. I think.
Oh, okay. One of the little narrow cans.
Curite or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I don't even know why the fuck. I guess that was the next evolution.
Right.
Iteration of the soda or drink where they're like, put in a thinner can and use cursive on it now.
Yeah.
And use weird French words.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the fucking flavors. I have to look at the pictures because I don't know what the fuck these things are called except in English and Spanish.
And but pamplemousse is only good because it's fun to say.
Yeah, pamplemousse.
Yeah.
My French pronunciation is on point.
On point, yes.
Whatever competitor at Coke or Pepsi, whoever it was who came up with the idea to sue them for having cockroach spray in their drink, even though that's not really true. It's just the same chemical that exists in both things. That was...
Oh, you're calling that corporate sabotage?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, wow. Well, because I like this.
I mean, and the speed with which that spread, that started in 2016. A woman named Lenora Rice brought the lawsuit, and that shit just was everywhere.
Lenora Cola.
Right.
First founder.
So now.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Nick Caparella. You know, I can't wait for this next letter.
Yeah.
Because that shit is going to be, it's like, numbers aren't real. Free fall is actually falling up if you turn your head upside down.
That's right.
Yeah. Flip those graphs upside down. That's what's actually happening.
So he started.
Strong as fuck. Look at it.
He started blaming the parent company, which I'm sure they loved. and he also said that managing the brand is similar to caring for someone who becomes handicapped.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So he's flying high.
Yeah. And that was from the last letter.
Yeah.
Before the 15%, 7%, 5%. Like, wait till this one.
How does that make your brand sound good? Like, bringing LaCroix to you is like bringing a handicapped
person.
Right.
It's an invalid in a can. LaCroix.
Right.
Y'all fucking with it? No? Okay, no. Back to the drawing board. Right. Roach spray drink? Okay, sorry.
Should just come out with a roach spray flavor. Just,
you know, people would buy that.
Yeah.
Because if they I would have
steer
like
steer into the curve.
Wow. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Just embrace your mistakes and be like, yeah, this is Raid flavor.
Raid. The collabo.
Oh, talking Raid LaCroix. Instead of talking rain.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. Miles, what's going on with this whole hotel bed jumping conspiracy, man?
This is
what
I'm just excited.
Oh, okay. You want me to wait? I'll wait.
No.
Okay,
go ahead.
Are we ready to proceed?
Yeah.
I didn't get into this. I was just reading the dude who made that documentary Tickled, David Farrier. Mm-hmm. He published like this little article, and it was about what he's been looking at recently. So, okay, if you don't know the documentary Tickled. Whoa.
There's a lot going on. David Farrier, I think it's very interesting and funny that he has chosen this direction, kind of like a Morgan Spurlock of like
right.
The first thing that worked for him, he's just like, all right, this is me now. Okay, right. My food thing worked. Now right. I'm the food man. He's like, oh, the weird fetish conspiracy worked. Let's go with that.
Right. So his newest thing is the article is just called The Mysterious Instagram Influencers Offering Cash for Hotel Bed Jumping Videos. Now, okay, sure. I mean, everyone's seen people jump up and down on beds. We do it as children. It's a great pastime.
Yes.
But he came across an account
called Great American Pastime.
Great American Pastime. Yeah. That. Yeah. And anyway, so he came across an Instagram account called Hotel Bed Jumping Community. And it has like over 26,000 followers and a bunch of posts where at first, he's like, okay, like, this is interesting. I never heard of it. They're all using this hashtag. But the sort of mix of photos was very just odd to him. It's like a mix of, like, stock photos, people jumping on beds, stock photos of hotel rooms. Also, that's, like, next to stock photos of, like, kids, like, starving on the ground or, like, just, like, very, like, kids yeah. in dire situations, like, destitute. And so he's kind of like, what the fuck is this? And there's also, like, offering... Quote, we have been providing free hotel rooms to followers to capture content to put towards the hashtag Jump for Kids campaign. Now, the Jump for Kids campaign hashtag is legit. And it was set up by a company called Puffy Beds. And look, they were on Ellen. So we know they're legit.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's their whole thing was like for every 100 people who use this hashtag, we'll donate one of our beds to a shelter. And that all seemed on the up and up. And then this farrier, he started digging a little bit. So first he asks them, he's like, oh, so you work with Puffy Beds? They're like, yeah. Then he asked Puffy Beds, he's like, hi, do you know about this Instagram account? They say they work with you. They're like, we have no idea what you're talking about. Mm. We don't work with them. And he's like, okay. Then he also saw there were like giveaways where like a hotel in Auckland, New Zealand was like, you know, get two free nights for like your best submission for the Jump for Kids, like whatever, is going to get a free night.
If it's free, you're the product, baby.
Exactly. Well, he asked the hotel and they said, no, the person from that organization said they're a charity, and they just asked if we would be willing to gift two vouchers. Other than that, we have no idea how they're using it or how it worked. So it just got murky. Then he was trying to interview or ask like the people who run the page through the DMs, like what's going on. They just give very vague answers. We're like, mm-hmm. we're currently not trying to engage with any media engagement at the moment. And it's like, engage with, okay. Like, but saying it's just about spreading awareness, nothing bad's going on. And so then he went to some of the influencers that appeared on the page and said, mm-hmm. what happened here? Like, how did you get involved with them? And they said, well, they were found and got an email. And the email read like this. It was just basically there was some other ramble, pre-rap boilerplate language at the top, and then got to the ask, which is, quote, what we are looking for is around 10 to 15 minutes of bed jumping footage to help us with our YouTube channel and its launch. It doesn't have to be one big video. It can be broken down into 1 to 2 minute videos and 10 times of those if this is easier. Or perhaps just leave the camera running for 30 minutes. For the footage, we also request a few different outfits, e.g. gym gear with shoes on, or just some casual outfits, shirts, jeans, cocktail dress, whatever you feel comfortable in. The camera angle, we need the whole bed slash bed base fully visible along with the person jumping. We also ask there is little to no background music, but the footage must contain sound and be unedited. Besides that, you're free to jump up and down, belly flop, flip, and seat drop as much as you like.
No.
As mentioned, feel free to get girlfriends slash colleagues involved.
Okay, first of all, never get girlfriends slash colleagues involved, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
If it's a wine and pain night, don't get girlfriends and colleagues. Like, never.
Wine and pain.
The outfit recommendations are very weird, like cocktail dresses.
Yes.
You right. could do some seat trucks.
It can be anything. Cocktail dresses, like black cocktail
this
dresses.
Weird old white Yankees hat.
I don't know, really.
FedEx
just,
you?
I would just love to, you know, jerk off to someone in a cocktail dress.
Yeah,
right.
It does sound a lot like the language in the Tickled movie, too.
Yeah,
it's just
does.
Like kind of like stilted, uncanny
right.
Valley language.
And that's why he's like, okay, there might be something here. As of right now, he said there doesn't seem to be anything illegal going on aside from them maybe sort of like exaggerating relationships to certain companies. And the people involved, like, it's not like when he started digging on the Tickled thing, there were, like, people's lives getting ruined. He hasn't quite found
people
that for the jumping thing. But a lot of the influencers he spoke to, or at least one or two of them, were like, I think it's like, just sort of kink. It's a kink page disguised as a charity.
Yeah. Okay. Miles, think about the people in the hotel room below those people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's There's true. Your lives getting ruined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be...
Seat drops and a cocktail dress while you're trying to eat your breakfast.
Right. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Or
Come
your on. Your 2 a.m. French onion soup.
Yeah. Oh, right. That sounds pulled from personal
hotel
experience.
Hotel favorite. yes, and it's always bad. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, Zeitgang, I don't know if you know. Is this like a new thing? Are we just sort of realizing that this is another way to sort of... like aggregate a bunch of like very specific like kink content?
Yeah, are you guys out there doing this?
Yeah.
If so, you know, we're in full support.
Because another thing is they were offering people $120 Australian for like every 2 minute clip.
Nice.
And then when he asked, he said, are you offering people money? Because I have a screenshot of you offering. They're like, no, we would never do such a thing. So it's like weird. It's like they're not being upfront about it, but they're clearly giving these people money.
You know what? This is the gig economy. We do what we must do.
Yeah. Look, hey, no shame. You know, I'm just curious. I just, you know, I want
to
know.
I'm trying to get my WikiFeet score back up, so if anyone needs anything, let me know.
Well, we should do a glamour foot shot.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. That's true. Go to JCPenney.
JCPenney.
JCPenney, get it done for $50 with prints.
We worked on an article at one point. I don't know if it ever ended up publishing, but it was with a guy who ended up becoming a pornographer off of finding out that people would pay for just videos of women playing poker against each other in like certain clothing. And like there was just this huge like influx of attention for those videos. And so he like made it a cottage industry of like himself shooting these videos of
what were they wearing?
I forget.
It wasn't like strange clothing, right?
No, I think there was like strip poker was the thing, but it was like a very specific fetish that he was able to like drive his livelihood off of. So I just wonder if that's more common than we think, that people who have a lot of money basically invest that money into their very specific fetish.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, they're making their own
industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
people invest in their fetishes. Yeah.
Yeah. If you were wealthy and you had the resources to do it, you'd be like, yeah, I'll make an Instagram account. Like, what?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Sure. $120. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure the shoes are on because I'd like to know that the maid is going to have a real hell of a time cleaning up the sheets.
I hope this story has a happy ending.
Yeah.
I do too.
How
and I
would
think
that be?
A couple
of well-meaning perverts.
jumping on beds.
Just wanting a couple monkeys jumping
like
on the bed.
Like one starts.
Compensating.
Oh, you know what it could be?
You shouldn't pose as a charity.
Right.
You should just be like, listen,
it could be like
I'll
you've
be
got mail. Okay, so he right. one well-meaning fetishist, it like intrudes on another's business and puts them out of business with promising even bigger money for the fetish pictures, but then they are also like friends, just like happen to be friends with each other,
right?
And then they fall in love, and it turns out they were the people.
Well, that movie ends pretty lame because her business gets crushed. She's like, it's okay, I'm with this guy now, right. So it's fine that
I hoped the big book destroyed me.
I want a rom-com about two people meeting in the fetish community. Right. And then, does that movie exist yet?
That's I think he just wrote You've Got Mail for 2020.
Yeah, yes. WikiFeet, You've Got Mail, basically.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, just the one misstep here is like, if you've got a kink, go crazy. However, you can't say it's a charity.
Yeah, and don't put like children or like.
And don't involve
sick
children.
Kids
Never
photos to be like,
children.
This is why we jump for them.
Never right. involve
Although,
children.
My happy ending version is it's like these two brothers who just in like they're in charge of like their father's estate who's very sickly, but he was an evil man and got his money in very fucked up ways.
Yeah.
And he was like really shitty and abusive to them. And like whenever they would jump on the beds, he would get so upset for whatever reason that would always inspire the rage out of their father. Uh-huh. So what they've done now is put all this money into creating this movement of bed jumping and actually using his good money to pay people to create this content, and then they just show it to him because he's bedridden, and they just scroll through it like, we got another one today, Dad. And he looks, he's like, no, I don't like it. It's like, nah, maybe not. This is a weird elder abuse angle for that one. So,
yeah, there's.
I mean, it's hard to see. Where is the happy ending?
We're trying to circle in on the right angle on this story, and we're getting close.
We'll be back tomorrow to just workshop this idea further for an hour straight. All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. It means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.